This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghanistan has urged European countries to halt forced deportations of Afghan migrants for the next 3 months as security forces battle a wave of violence triggered by a Taliban offensive. The United Nations said on Sunday the rising conflict is also causing, quote, more suffering across the violence-wracked country as it urged for continuous financial aid. Afghanistan is facing a crisis as the insurgents snap up territory across the countryside, stretching government forces and leading to a fresh wave of internally displaced families complicated by a renewed outbreak of COVID-19. There are almost 2.5 million registered refugees from Afghanistan in 2018, the second largest refugee population in the world, according to the United Nations. The vast majority are in neighboring Pakistan, followed by Iran and Europe. Billionaire Richard Branson took off Sunday from a base in the southwestern United States aboard a Virgin Galactic vessel bound for the edge of space, a voyage he hopes will lift the space tourism industry off the ground. A massive carrier plane departed from the state of New Mexico and will ascend for around an hour to an altitude of 50,000 feet, or 15 kilometers. The mothership will then drop a rocket-powered space plane called VSS Unity, which will ignite its engine and ascend at Mach 3 beyond the 50 miles, carrying 2 pilots and 4 passengers, including Branson. Once the rocket engine is cut off, passengers can unbuckle and experience a few minutes of weightlessness while admiring the curvature of the Earth from the ship's 17 windows. After peaking at around 55 miles of altitude, the ship will re-enter the thick part of the atmosphere and glide back to the runway. This is VOA News. Pope Francis greeted supporters for prayers on Sunday from the 10th floor balcony of his hospital where he is recovering from colon surgery. The 84-year-old pontiff has been in a Rome hospital since last Sunday when he underwent the planned procedure. He temporarily ran a fever last week after his operation, but a chest and abdomen scan and other tests revealed no abnormalities. After the prayer, the pontiff urged for an end to violence in Haiti, which has been in turmoil since its leader was shot to death when gunmen stormed his family home in the capital on the impoverished Caribbean nation early Wednesday. Hot weather alerts are in place for more than 30 million people across the western United States after the region's second heat wave in weeks brought another round of near-historic high temperatures. Sweltering conditions have hit much of the Pacific seaboard and as far inland as the western edge of the Rocky Mountains over the weekend, with forecasters warning more on Sunday. Las Vegas on Saturday matching its all-time record of 117 degrees Fahrenheit, 47.2 degrees Celsius. According to the National Weather Service, a temperature recorded in the Desert Entertainment City once in 1942 and 3 other times since 2005. The weekend's hot weather follows another heat wave that struck the western United States and Canada at the end of June. The scorching conditions saw the all-time record daily temperature broken 3 days in a row in the Canadian province of British Columbia. The death toll is not yet known, but thought to run in the hundreds. Last month was the hottest June on record in North America, according to data released by the European Union's Climate Monitoring Service. South African police said Sunday shops were looted overnight, a section of highway was closed, and stick-wielding protesters marched through the streets of Johannesburg as sporadic acts of violence following the jailing of former South African President Jacob Zuma spread to the country's main economic hub. The unrest had mainly been concentrated in Zuma's home province, where he started serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court on Wednesday night. But his incarceration has angered Zuma's supporters, and police say criminals are taking advantage of the anger to steal and cause damage. The South African government says dozens of people have been arrested since the violence began. The Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department says there was looting Saturday night, and a highway was closed off after there were reports of shots being fired at passing vehicles. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.